Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Play Keno
from only $1 a game.
Gamble responsibly.
1-800-858-858.
Jars, the Redbacks got a win yesterday over Queensland. Queensland, of course, very good side, but our mob, the Redbacks, just it was a run scoring. It was
750 runs in a one day.
And what about Travis Head?
Yeah,
230 in a 50-over game.
Off how many?
Off 127 balls.
It.
Unbelievable batting, and he joins us now, Trav Head. Well done, mate.
Well done, Trav.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
You brained him, got off to a flyer. Was that planned or is it just the way it happened?
No, I was pretty keen to get back in. Well, I think all of us, we had a really good start in the Shield game, had a couple of weeks off. Training's been precise and it's been great. It's been a great feel around the group. I think everyone's just keen to get into it. And, it was nice to get a few away. As you know, as a batter, Blue, it's nice to get a couple in the middle to start and then just flowed. And Weathers was fantastic to bat with for a period of time. So, great day, great to start the way we did, great to get a victory, great to sing the song after a couple of weeks training and a little bit of unknowns on when we'd start again.
Word was getting around on social media that you were on fire. So I got home, flicked it on. I had a procedure done yesterday, Eddie. You
Trav,
might not know.
Bluey had his plums done yesterday.
Yeah,
he had the snip.
It was well overdue. We talked about that for a period of time. I know Bluey talked about that for a while. It was a common conversation during Shield career to watch the boys bat, whether he'd get it done yet or not. So it's good to
it's
good to hear.
Officially done, and the doc couldn't find it initially. Took
Shut
him about
up.
An hour to find it.
So, Hedy, I was at home, had the bag of peas on the old plums, and I was watching you carve them up. The most important thing is early in the season, Hedy, just a bit of confidence, a win on the board, and away we go, hopefully.
Yeah, the boys were chatting. It reminds us a little bit of that game at Hurstville when we were probably out of it and won a game of cricket. And it got us on a real roll, a really big score, a real confident win. And I felt like the way we bowled, they come hard at us. And then I thought the composure that we had through the middle, Popey, Brendan Doggett come in, who's exceptional in his first hit out against the old boys. So really, really good positive signs. As you said, getting that win in confidence, getting that feel, getting that momentum is huge. Again, going into tomorrow against Queensland.
One of the things I noticed, Hedy, was your ability to hit the slower bowlers, the spinners, over the top a little bit more and probably a little bit straighter than you have in the past.
Yeah, something we've worked on, Blue. And I think yesterday was a lot more 360. I think if a lot of people have watched me bat in the Big Bash or in previous one-day innings, I can be a little bit step across and slog it over mid-wicket. So a bit one-dimensional almost, and spin play something that I've worked on a lot over a couple of years now about trying to, obviously talking with Kez, who hits it over cover beautifully. I think the access and the way I was able to hit the ball all around the ground yesterday, really take advantage of that fourth field, the fifth fielder in the ring was, it helped a lot. And it was great to actually play innings where I was able to hit the ball all around the ground because it felt like it actually helped me with my strengths as much as anything.
Mate, what about Jake the Snake Weatherall? He 97 and he batted beautifully. He's in good nick. Is he going to if he keeps making runs like that, surely the Australian selectors will look at him and get you back and you getting back in the test side.
Yeah, it was great to see Weathers back in the runs. And he's been someone who's been very strong at the top. Obviously, Kez and him in the white ball crew have a great relationship. Obviously, he'd done it for the Strikers for a period of time. And Jake really sets the tone for us. And it's great to have the opening batters that Jake missed out the other day and Kez got 100 and then vice versa. We miss it. Kez misses out, which is unfortunate, but then the other Weather steps up. So they've found really good relationships between the two and sort of know when one's going, one can take a step back, and when the other one's going, take a step back. So great to see him back in the runs.
Hedy, I love what you're doing, mate. You're just coming into your prime. Last year, listen to this, Jars.
Yes,
seven
Greg.
Shield matches, just under 900 runs.
Mate, brilliant.
Three big hundreds. So he's doing everything you possibly can to get back into that test side. You're looking like a middle order spot for you. Who are you up against, you reckon, Hedy? Who's your main opposition?
In test cricket?
In test cricket.
It's probably a few, isn't there? Wadey's around. Wadey's obviously...
Wadey's gone.
Wadey's finished.
No, don't say...
Wadey's finished, mate. If he gets in the Australian side, I'm out.
Moses on Reeks. He's had a couple of really good seasons. Curtis Patterson's name will pop back up once they start again. Marcus Harris had an exceptional England season, batting at three. So, depending on how he comes back, there's probably a range of guys. Alex Carey was on the last tour to South Africa. Whether or not he plays as a batter before he plays as a keeper. So you look at those sort of guys that have been around the squad in that middle order role. There was probably three or four of us in that South African squad that were fighting for that number five spot. So, yeah, nice to get some runs early. And I'm sure once those other teams start, the names going forward, there's a lot of cricket to be played before that first test still. So making sure tomorrow continue to go out and try and do the same thing.
Lock him in, Jars, with those names that he just mentioned.
Yeah.
Lock him in. Maybe apart from Keza.
Quote from Greg Blewett.
Yep.
Good.
Yep.
It's about time you said something on this show.
Ashes coming up.
Now, Trav, your boys, Port Adelaide. Haven't had a chat to you since that debacle in the finals. What's going on with your football club down there at Alberton?
Well, yeah, unfortunately, it was a mix of 2 weeks, but I got to the footy finally. Got out of quarantine, went and watched the boys. Unfortunately, yeah, it wasn't the result we were like, but we played well. But it was great the following week to walk around the golf course and just have YouTube up and watch the South Gawler Lions. The first half was great. They come pretty good. So it went to the penthouse a week later. So the boys, I jumped back on the country footy. It was great to see.
I forgot about that. Eddie's a Gawler boy. His mob are the ones that cleaned you up. They only need to turn up at half time.
I just got out of therapy today with that stuff. And now you bring it up, Trev.
It was one of them. I turned it on and I played a couple of holes. I thought, no good. The first quarter. And then I bumped into about early in the third. And there was a rush behind and the scorecard come up and it was 14 goal, 1 point. And I thought, well, I just seen the 1 point. Where'd the other 14 come from? So I did enjoy plan A, plan B, just do plan A better. So
yeah, correct.
Yeah.
He's got no plan B.
Now,
Heddy, well done yesterday,
well
mate.
Done.
That's unbelievable. 230 runs in a one day. That's his second double ton in domestic 50 over cricket. So well done. But more importantly, mate, there's another Shield game starting tomorrow against Queensland, so we'd love a very good result against those boys as well. Keep going well, mate.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure. Cheers.
And Emma G is looking for a single cricketer down there. Anyone available? What?
Sorry, Travis.
Anyone available, Trav? She's looking for a lovely young man down there. Who's single?
I'm sure Bluey can put on those. If
I'll put my thinking
McDoggerty?
Cap on.
McAndrews?
He's...
Harry Nilsson.
He's taken.
No, okay.
Wes Agar.
Wes Agar.
Is Wes single?
He'd be a good...
Yeah, Wes is single.
Wes a bit young. Well, I'm not going to talk about
that. Don't go there. Thanks, Trav. All the best, mate. And good luck tomorrow in the Shield game against Queensland.
Thanks, boys. Good luck, Greg. Get on that donut, mate.
Get on...
So you can rest your little plums.
All right. Just a bit tender.
You're leaking too.
Shut up.